Yeah, look, we were pretty pleased with how we played last Friday night, so hopefully we can carry that early good form into this weekend. We know Cairns is, they're very talented. You know, they've got two guys on the team that won championships with us, so we're very respectful. And yeah, hopefully we can get off to a good start.
When the team's 0-3, it's always a danger game. They're certainly the first win, very hungry. And what are some of their strengths, I guess, and what are you sort of expecting from them?
Yeah, and you've got a couple of new imports in there. We know Newball pretty well. It was on fire last weekend, and Nate's just a dominant force inside. You know, he's so big and strong. And so they're very, very capable of playing great basketball, and we just got to make sure our defence is playing like we did last weekend and put them under pressure.
They've led at the half every single game so far and lost all of them. What's the difference between their first half and second half from what you've seen?
You probably have to ask them that. You know, we're more so worried about what we're doing defensively. Like I said, the first game we didn't play that well defensively. Second game was good, and now we've got to play you know, that level again every time we step on the floor.
So consistency is what you'll...
Without a question.
Yeah, that was an issue for your time through last year as well. What are you focusing on to make sure that now that you've nailed last week that you can repeat that more often?
Well, that's the challenge of this team. You know, our challenge is every time we step across the floor, we put a great performance in. And it's tough to do over 28 games. And so this is game number 3, and we've got to keep going and keep growing. And, you know, we've had a good lead in, and hopefully that carries over Friday night. Yeah, look, he was, he's smart, he's a really good player. You know, he's been in the league now 3 years, he's quite comfortable with the Australian style. So, you know, he's a guy that we've certainly got to mark on the court when he's out there.
From a big picture perspective, you get, only get Cairns 3 times this year, you get Melbourne 4 times, and you play them both this weekend. So, and you only get Cairns here once, there are other ones away. Does the structure of the fixture now change how you have to approach things at all, given you might get some of the better teams twice or the lower teams once?
Yeah, look, I haven't been through the whole draw, but I just know that we play the four playoff teams 4 times and the other guys 3 times. So it's just the kink in the draw that's playing 28 games. So obviously you can't play them all, even with 9 teams in it. So all we got to do is play who was ever in front of us. And normally the tougher opposition, the better you get. So we're looking for a good, strong performance.
So does it make it more important to get that home game against in the ones you've got 3 when you've got 2 of them away?
You're doing crunch of numbers, are you?
Sure. Well, yeah. As the season goes, it becomes important to win the home race,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, we don't think of it that way. We think it's game 3.
Okay.
Yeah, it's game 3. It's early in the season. You want to get some momentum early in the season to carry through. And, you know, we had a good game last Friday night, and we want to carry that forward.
Do you have to be mindful of the minutes in game 3, game 4 being pretty close?
Yeah, any time that you play a doubleheader, you're just worried about game number 1. Okay, and that's Friday night, and then you get on to game number 2. If you happen to get, you know, some guys play 35 minutes or it's a double overtime or triple overtime, you play that the next day. But we're certainly focused in on Friday night first, and that's all we're worried about.